Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 1 of My Webtoon Journey. This is a bi-weekly Webtoon-focused podcast where I introduce a new episode, or introduce a new Webtoon each episode, and kind of just give you some details behind it, and then just some short impressions about the series. If you're someone new to Webtoon, this is a way for you to discover something brand new. And if you're a veteran, this is just a way to listen to someone talk about your favorite Webtoons for a few. My name is John, and I am the sole host of the podcast. And this is my first foray into the Webtoon sphere. I'm actually the host of another podcast, the Mangalog podcast. And I've been doing that for a couple years now, sort of on and off as I've gone through various hiatuses. But I'm trying to get back on top of things, and I figured with that podcast going bi-weekly and this one going bi-weekly, I'm able to just to kind of flex some creative muscle every week and alternate between, you know, different comic forms. So this is episode 1, and I hope you guys are excited. It's on Midnight Poppyland. And this is actually a fairly popular series. It's a romance series by Lily Dusk, who is the author of Asura's Bride, if I pronounced that correctly. And this has been running since November 2019. It's actually currently ongoing, with chapters uploaded every Saturday. And it has 1.6 million readers, as of this episode, of course, and a 9.81 score. Now, for this episode, I read up to episode 18 of the Webtoon. So generally, I'm probably going to try to cover enough of the Webtoon to kind of get a good impression of it, and that'll vary between Webtoons, depending on, you know, the length of the chapters or how much content is in a chapter, that kind of thing. And generally, I'll probably read like 30% of what's available of that Webtoon to kind of get a good chunk of it. Instead of reading the entire thing, that would be impossible for me to read the entirety of what's available in the course of a week. So for this, I've covered up to episode 18. And the synopsis is, after making a grisly discovery in the countryside, a small town book editor's life gets entangled with a young mafia lord and his intimidating bodyguard. And there's a little bit of ellipses there, even as every step she takes draws her deeper into the dangerous underworld of the city. And that's a pretty intense, synopsis for a romance series, right? But before I get into the weeds in this one, when I started this Webtoon, again, this is my very first, like, serious look at a Webtoon, I was actually intrigued by the opening narration. I like how the scrolling format, you're kind of getting this piecemeal as you scroll, and there's, like, little series of panels that are kind of, like, guiding you through the words, right? And the quote is, life is made up of a series of dots. At times, you feel like nothing seems to make sense. Maybe you'll ask yourself, why is this happening to me? But then when you look back on your life, you'll see that all the dots are connected. And it's a really simple thing, but it rings true. And so true, in fact, that it's like, it kind of hit me, because that's what I'm dealing with now. You know, I feel like I'm on a certain path, but I do see areas of my life that have brought me to where I am now. And when I stop to look back, and sometimes we don't always stop to look back because we're so focused in the now and on our future. But occasionally, you know, it's beneficial to just kind of be a little introspective and look inside yourself and kind of look back on what brought you to where you are now. Just all the events that kind of played into your life, you know. And for me, it's not even since college, but like since childhood. I mean, without getting into too much detail, I will at some other point. But I came from kind of a broken home, and you know, I ended up in foster care. I had a family not adopted me and my two brothers. There's no telling where I could have ended up. So it's a mixture of major events like that and you know, smaller events like job choices and you know, the type of friends you make. You know, all those kind of things kind of connect and bring you to where you are now and kind of form you into the type of person you are today. And I thought this was a really strong way to open the story and immediately just get your brain flowing. And then from that point on, I get why the Webtoon opened with that quote, because in this case, it's focused more on this romance between these two characters. Obviously, it's a romance. So it's talking about the series of events that bring the main character, Poppylan Wilkes, into contact with Tora, who is the male lead of this Webtoon, and just what the craziness that kind of brings them together and keeps bringing them together. That's what it's really getting at here. But I feel like that could be, that quote could be applied very broadly, and it's very applicable to many people's lives. So I've already mentioned the main character is Poppyland Wilkes, and I'm just going to call her Poppy because Poppyland, it's kind of odd. I'm not going to lie. It doesn't really roll off the tongue. I like that, her nickname's Poppy. That's a lot easier. She's a college grad who just moved into the big city. She's living that small apartment life. She actually has a job as an assistant editor / manager for a publisher there in the big city. And I think the story opens with her going to visit her boyfriend. She discovers her boyfriend's cheating on her. He makes all these really dumb excuses. She storms out of there and actually steals his motor scooter because she was going to ask him for a ride back. I think she had taken the bus or train there. So she was going to ask for a ride back, ends up just stealing his motor scooter, crashes it because, she's crying as she's driving. I think she hits a rock and then flies into these bushes off the side of the road. And as she stumbles down the hill, she spills all of her interview transcripts that she had been working on. Basically, as she's gathering her things, she discovers, a murder scene, and she doesn't even realize it because I don't think the body's there. She just discovers, a bloody shoe. So she thinks, she plays it off like it's a prank or whatever, and she just grabs her stuff, accidentally picks up some important documents that were not hers. And that's quite the sequence of events already, but it gets crazy. So then we have our male lead, Tora, who is part of the mafia, where he functions mainly as a bodyguard for the big boss there. His name is Balthuman. And the person that was involved in this murder case that Poppy stumbled upon was actually somebody he knew. And he's getting text messages from that gentleman before that person's murdered. And he's asking for Tora's help. And Tora, he's kind of laying in bed after hemming and hawing a lot. He actually finally leaves his place to investigate what's going on. He doesn't find his friend, of course. His friend's dead. But he does discover Poppy. And from that point on, it's kind of, it's just like a series of both intense and then also these really cute run-ins as the two appear to be linked by fate. Again, the whole, the connected dots sort of thing. And it's through those encounters, that you learn more about these characters and then they start developing some, chemistry with each other. And, Poppy, it doesn't help that she's very willing to just jump and help someone. And she jumps to conclusions very fast. So she does get herself into quite a bit of trouble. And it doesn't help that, one of the most dangerous men in this big city, this underground world of the city, has his eyes on her. Not because she's attractive or anything, at least not at first, but because she's linked to this this crime scene involving her friend, or his friend. And she's carrying around a very sensitive, important information that she doesn't even realize she's carrying. So, So Tora, he seems pretty. Or actually, I'll get into Poppy. So, Poppy is kind of again, she's this very easygoing. I shouldn't say easygoing because she does. She kind of gets stressed a lot, and but rightfully so because she's dealing with a lot. But she's just kind of this person living alone in the city. Working her small publishing job, she's just concerned about her career and stuff like that, and about as regular as a protagonist can be. And I think that's the point, because then you have Tora, who is again, he's part of the mafia, he's an orphan, he was adopted by this clan, he's surrounded by a lot of rich and dangerous people, and At the start of the series, anyways, he seems to be taking a hiatus from the clan activity, and the big boss, Balthuman, seems like he's temporarily allowing him his freedom because Tora is sort of his right hand man, very loyal to him, so he's just kind of loosening the leash a little bit, but Tora, he's there's some mumblings going on behind the scenes, and he realizes Poppy's a part of it, so take this normal simple girl, bring her into this. Willingly or not, she's wrapped up in this this underground world without even realizing it. But of course, my guess is this is a romance series. These two are definitely going to fall in love. Where I left off was a very cute exchange between the two. I don't want to get into spoilers, it's inevitable. it's the genre, of course. So Tora really lets his guard down around Poppy, Shows her his more like sensitive and protective side. And, you know, I've seen this kind of character before, but I like him well enough. I mean, he's made to be likable. I mean, well, that's not true. His personality is a little, on the rough side, but, you know, he's down to earth. He's definitely a more gruff person, but he has that sensitive side. I think it's really amusing how he gets wrapped up into events, and he just seems so annoyed by everything. Every time he pulls out a cigarette, which he does a lot, by the way, I just like hear Shikamaru in the back of my mind saying, "What a drag." Shikamaru from Naruto. Shout out if you got that reference. But yeah, tough guy, falls for an innocent girl, gets wrapped up in the underworld of the city. I'm sure he's going to try leaving the mafia at some point to live a peaceful, normal existence. But, you know, in this type of story, that's easier said than done, right? Never is easy. So yeah, you get a series of shenanigans in the first like 10 episodes. I think afterwards it kind of calms down a little bit. You get to meet some side characters, some of Poppy's coworkers, Jacob, Erdene. You know, they seem nice enough. They're fun characters. There's definitely a lot of comedy in the series. I'm not sure how long this will be stretched out. Poppy's carrying this notebook, of course, that's dangerous because everyone dangerous is looking for it. So it adds a little bit of tension, a little bit of mystery to the plot because you don't know what's in the notebook. It's very clear that she's got something super valuable on her hands and she doesn't know it. Occasionally the author will give like some attention to the notebook in the frame just to remind us, hey, she still has this thing, you know, and Poppy's just nonchalantly carrying it around without even realizing it. But yeah, it's a fun series. I think it's funny. I think the author's very good at bringing levity to the overall subject matter of the webtoon. You're dealing with, you know, you're dealing with gangsters, stuff like that, people getting jumped and killed. It's not super violent, though some scenes are a little much, depending on what you expect, depending what your expectations are when you're going in. I particularly like Quincy. I think he's a fun character. He's the son of the mafia boss. And as you know, sometimes like you can have the most dangerous criminal in the world, but then their child's kind of like a screw up, kind of like a buffoon. And that's what Quincy is. And he's actually my favorite character in the episodes that I've read up to. I really like him. I do like the interactions between the characters. I think the dialogue's very natural most of the time. I think the interactions between Poppy and Tora are really fun. If not, like, you know, a little eye-rolly at a time because, you know, they start teasing each other. They get a little handsy. I noticed that's like a trope in terms of, I mean, manga, this happens a lot too, where like the male character will get a little too assertive with the female character, you know. But in this case, it definitely feels like, okay, he's not being, smarmy about it or whatever, you know, like a perv or anything like that. I think the author is just kind of pandering to the audience. I think Lily Dusk knows exactly what they're doing in terms of like playing into the fan base. Definitely some pandering there. I can see it. And not necessarily a bad thing, but I go into the comments and it's just like a lot of comments are just like, oh, look how hot Tora is, you know. And then like I even saw readers going out of their way to plug the Lily Dusk Patreon for the like the not safe for work content. I guess that's one of the tiers. And I'm just like, I'm actually amazed by this because not only do you have a fan base because like your work is good, right? But they love you so much they are willing to shill for you. I mean, that is insane. I was like flabbergasted when I saw that. I'm like, they're literally like, hey guys, I'll thank you for the thumbs up. By the way, here's their Patreon. They have some great not safe for work content. I'm like, what is going on? This is so weird. I've never seen something like that before. But yeah, overall, I think, you know, this is a solid webtoon. I don't want to talk too much on it because the plot's a little thin so far. So there, you know, there's not much. I don't want to spoil anything. You know, anything major, but I'm about 18 episodes in. I am curious how long you make a webtoon like this, because I can't imagine it going on for too long unless like the mystery of the notebook Poppy carries opens up like a huge can of worms and then things get like kind of crazy. I think the selling point is definitely just the romance, really. It has the plot, it's just like kind of like a nice simple foundation just to kind of string things along with, you know, some good down-to-earth characters. Yeah, despite the high reviews and popularity, personally, I wasn't blown away, though I might not be the audience for this, clearly, but just by going through the comment sections, I can kind of tell why some people are there. But I think it's, you know, I think it's cute. I mean, if you're looking for a romance series with, you know, like a gangster plot or whatever, I mean, it might be your shtick. I think it's all right. Yeah, nothing like super negative to say. I think the art's good. Again, this is my first foray into Webtoon, so I think as I have more points of comparison, you know, as I start reading more Webtoons, I'll be able to comment on the art more. But I think it's, you know, I think it's attractive. I think the definitely has a more digital look compared to manga, which is, again, my background. Yeah, it's not necessarily good or bad that it has, you know, a more digital look. It just depends on your preference. But yeah, that'll do it for this episode, guys. I'm gonna keep these generally pretty short, probably around 20 minutes. I mean, it depends. It has the potential to get longer as I start including, like, you know, audience participation, things like that. I imagine the episodes will be a little longer. And of course, there's always the possibility that I might return to a series, you know, as I work things out with the format and stuff. If you are listening from the Mangalog podcast, you kind of expect this sort of format because this is what I do for the Mangalog podcast. So it's going to kind of match what I do for that podcast. There's only so much I could do as one person. there's always things moving around in my head. I might incorporate some new rotating segments, things like that. We'll see what happens. But I hope you guys enjoyed the first episode so far. This is what it's going to be. It's just generally like spoiler-free impressions. Just to get you to check out a webtoon that you might have never heard of, or just you want to hear somebody listen talk about your favorite webtoon. But that'll do it for this episode, guys. Thank you very much for listening. And and as part of like the podcast launch, I'm actually recording a bundle of 5 episodes. So you should actually get, if you're listening to this now, you have at least 5 episodes to listen to. If you're, you know, going to your podcast feeds, you'll notice that you already have 5 episodes to listen to. That the idea behind that was just to give new listeners something to binge, to kind of get a feel for who I am and how I do things and see if they like the podcast. So yeah, so you should actually have 4 more episodes following this. All right, that'll do it. Thank you guys very much. Have a wonderful day.